Small Business Spoonfuls is a weekly Q&A with Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill for questions you have about running your business. This podcast is sponsored by HelpDeskSuites.com. You are a busy employer? We are your employment law compliance help desk. Visit HelpDeskSuites.com to find out more about us and become a member today. And now, here's your hosts, Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill.
Welcome to another edition of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And today we are talking about biometric timekeeping systems.
Yep, that's right. So we're talking about the way you keep time that you pay your employees with.
Yeah. And biometric is something that's gained a lot of popularity over the last several years. This is the type of timekeeping system where you really track based on physical aspects like thumbprints or your eyes or your facial recognition.
Yeah, or even vocal sample is what it says. So, yeah, I mean, these are becoming ever more popular because they want it to be as personalized as possible so they can keep track of, you know, of you in the most secure way.
Yeah, absolutely. Very controversial. I personally don't mind this. I'm not going to get chipped, but I don't mind this. But, you know, chipping people has been also in the conversation. So, you know, a lot of things to think about here when you're implementing, and there can be some, you know, really strong benefits. So,
oh, yeah, definitely. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. We're going to talk about five reasons that firms are switching to this type of timekeeping system at from the old ones, whether it's, you know, an app people are using or more newer or just even paper people still use. So,
yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that is a huge benefit to employers is that when you use biometric timekeeping systems, it really reduces and almost eliminates any sort of theft that goes on by people clocking each other out or maybe someone writing down hours they didn't work on a timesheet.
Yeah, it brings out in this article we're looking at is over 75 companies in the United States report losing money to buddy punching, which is when somebody clocks you out after you've already left or before you come in or something like that, so you can they're keeping your time up for you.
Yeah, and that adds up to a lot of money, especially when you consider that a typical workplace loses 5% of its revenues to fraud, and then that fraud will go undetected for over a year or more, according to studies. So, you know, this practice can really be something helpful.
Yeah, and with these biometric time clocks, you may think, oh, that's so invasive to my employees, you know, they're eyes or fingerprints or voice, that man, that's so, you know, invasive, but it's really helping you in the end because it's a good system so people can't just steal money from you, essentially.
Yeah, it's right. And it helps the other employees too because, like, say, you know, let's say you're a really honest employee and you're working your time and punching it in and out properly, but then I'm over here using the buddy system and me and old Susie Q are just punching each other in and out and getting all kinds of extra overtime pay that we don't deserve.
Yeah.
Now that's stealing money from the company, which means that maybe they don't have the budget to give you your pay raise.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really bringing up us up to our next point where it talks about boosting security here.
Yeah, absolutely. So knowing that only employees who are physically at work and, you know, can be a huge relief to workers and to employers. But the security of the whole thing can really be important as well. You know, we see so much workplace violence on the move these days.
Yeah.
That, you know, knowing definitely who's there in the building is huge.
Yep. So the next point we're talking about would be it simplifies the clocking in process.
Yes, that's right. So, I mean, how easy is it if you don't have to remember your password?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, like your thumbprint is not going to change unless you're in an accident of some sort. You know, like
if you can come to work with your hand, you can clock in, you know, or your eye or, your voice, whatever that your system uses.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's really a good deal as far as that goes. You don't lose a key card.
Yep.
You know, all sorts of things. And, you know, key cards and so forth, they can all be duplicated, and you know, people can fraudulently you know, get in like that, and that it goes back to, you know, the security thing. But you know, unless you're in a James Bond movie, your thumbprint's gonna be your thumbprint, you know.
That's for sure. It also, for as far as the employer goes, it simplifies the system of the data keeping. So a lot of these biometric time clocks will send it right to your payroll system, so that eliminates really a middleman step of taking that data and putting it in it themselves. So it's can really help the employer too. It's not just a luxury for the employee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And so the next part kind of goes along with what we were talking about with the employees. It really saves time.
Yes. Manual time tracking, you know, can take a long time, but a person's hours are reported right into the payroll system, as you brought out, with biometrics. Normally that's the case. And so this really just helps simplify things. You don't have the thing at payroll time where nobody turned in their time card and now you've got to guess at how much you owe them. Because if they've been clocking in and out with a thumbprint or an eyeball or something, you know, like that, then you know when they were there. And, you know, it's really a great device.
Yep. So the next point is improves accuracy. It just tracks the time right there as long as they clock in and out. And, you know, it's really a good thing if you're using these to try to tie it into your door system somehow. You know, I know I've seen some of them where you have to, if you're, it's also acts that time clock can also act as the security for you to actually get in that door. So it'll clock you in and open the door for you. So, and that's really some, you know, it may seem space age to some people, but that's really great technology.
Oh, it's wonderful because, you know, one of the biggest questions that we get, at least lately, it seems like, is I can't get my employees to clock in and out and they keep forgetting and blah, blah, blah. But if you've got it hooked to your door, then when they get in and they do their thumb or whatever it is, then they're clocking in.
Yep.
And
that's right.
So they can't even enter. So there's no forgetting.
Yeah.
It's really the accuracy of the whole thing can be really amazing.
Yep. Okay. So what are some legal considerations here?
Well, you know, October 11th marked the anniversary of the Illinois Biometric Privacy Act, known as BIPA. And it's really worth mentioning that it's something to watch out for when you implement your own practices. Because according to the American Bar Association, the public welfare, security, and safety will be served by regulating the collection, use, safeguarding, and handling, storage, retention, and destruction of biometric identifiers and information. So what this whole program, what this whole law and everything means, this act, is that the businesses who use biometric information have to treat this just as they would other records. It's very confidential. There has to be a way to destroy it. And since it's electronic, it can't just be, you know, you hit the delete button because it's not gone.
We know that these days especially.
And so a lot of states are implementing BIPA laws. Illinois has like one of the biggest BIPA laws, but I mean, it's really something to look out for, because if we don't handle this information, which is so confidential, if we don't handle it correctly, then it'll be more trouble for us than it was ever worth to implement in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. So ask yourself, should you make the switch? Consider some of these guidelines. Here, it may seem like something so complicated, but if you just get yourself some proper training on how to use it and your employees some proper training on how to use it, ultimately, as we talked about here, can save you a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of headache.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm sold here.
I'm sold. Let's do it. Let's put it on the door today.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Well, I guess that's it for now, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Until then, I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
Be audit secure.
To find out more about us, visit helpdesksuites.com/podcast. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in weekly for new episodes.